is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
It was a great weekend, Tom, Cyril, and Jay.
It really was, Roland.
Fantastic weekend. My Aggies won. My Texans won.
And?
In fact, we have the best record in the NFL in Texas, with the Cowboys losing to Seattle last night. So, I know a lot of Dallas fans out there hurting this morning. They're in pain. They're in agony. But you know what? Take an Alka-Seltzer. You'll be okay. You'll be okay. Pepto, they'll take care of it. Sybil, you can pass some too with the Bears.
Thank you
all right.
so much, Roland.
I understand. I was praying for you,
Jesus.
That wasn't Lazarus. That was no healing from the dead. All right, Tom. First of all, shout out to the Akron NAACP. I spoke to them yesterday, and the Virginia State NAACP spoke to them Saturday night in Richmond, Virginia. Tom, this stunning story by the Associated Press. In the last 6 years, more than 1,000 cops have lost their license to be cops because they have been convicted of sexual assault, sodomy, pedophilia, child pornography. And in fact, experts say because victims are largely poor and people of color, they say there may be more police who have committed sexual misconduct than Catholic priests who have sexually assaulted kids. Yodit Welday is a former Dallas prosecutor, also is an attorney. Yodit joins us right now. Yodit, when you see this story, I mean, it is stunning. You talk about cops going wild. Now you have cops with the badge and the gun, literally raping and pillaging communities all across America.
Right. And let me say good morning to everybody and gig 'em. And I'm still part of Cowboys Nation. I have to say that first and foremost.
Y'all suck. Go and answer my dog one question.
Wow. Well, here's the thing. Cops are in a position of power, right? And when they commit these crimes, it only heightens the distrust their victims and the community have in our system. And they tend to choose victims who lack credibility in the eyes of other law enforcement. You know, those who engage in sex work or do drugs, who have criminal history. The very reason why some of these women refuse to come forward, they fear that no one will believe them. And in this particular case out of Oklahoma, all of the victims are black women. And some of them had warrants. Some of them had drug paraphernalia on them when they made contact with the officer. They know exactly what they're doing when they're picking their victims.
And what's unbelievable, the Fraternal Order of Police, it's not like that they are trying to say, let's get these people out of this system. No, they're perfectly tolerating it, and they're questioning the data collection. And what's even crazy about this, Tom, the data doesn't include cops in California, New York, D.C. There are several states where they don't even collect the data. So that's only more than 1,000 in those states, two of the two largest in the country. We don't even have that data.
Jeez.
Yodit?
Yes, and that makes it hard because this is what they're doing. They're having all of this come out in an internal investigation. And what they'll do is they'll handle these officers and they'll release them and let them resign. But then these officers go to different agencies and are rehired.
So they'll leave. They'll get fired from one police department and then go to another one.
Correct.
We saw that in Ferguson, didn't we?
Yeah, well, for Ferguson, we see this all. We saw the same thing in Cleveland.
Officer
who killed Tamir Rice was declared unfit in one agency and got hired by the city of Cleveland. And you need, as a former prosecutor, isn't also the problem here cops investigating cops?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, it's hard to even prosecute sex offenders, period. You know, you have victims that don't come forward. When they finally do, there's a lack of evidence or, you know, you're running against statute of limitations. But officers accused of sexual crimes are even tougher to convict because there's an inherent bias between police officers and the district attorney's office. They work very, very closely together and help prosecutors make their case against others. You know, they testify for us. So it makes it that much harder to get an indictment against an officer when you have police policing other police.
So how do you keep the light on this when you have all of these other elements that are seeking to close the investigation down?
You know what we're doing now. letting it be known, because I think there's a transparency that isn't happening between the community and what's happening internally in these police agencies. So what we're doing now in shedding light is the first way of doing it. And this trial that's happening in November all month in Oklahoma is a start, because this one particular officer is facing 36 counts of felony counts, charges, rape, sexual battery, forcible oral sodomy. So these women that have come forward, it's a step in the right direction, because when one actually came forward, all 12 then followed. So I think this is the right step in the right direction.
36 counts?
36 yep. counts. There's 13
And all the women are black. This cop in Oklahoma.
All of the women are black. The one that came forward, it's interesting, the one that came forward is the only one that did not have a criminal record. She drove through the neighborhood where the other women were stopped, but she didn't live there. So he picked the wrong person.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, Tom, it's a stunning story, folks. If you go to the Associated Press, if you go to their Twitter page, you'll see it as well. It is a stunning expose of cops gone wild, literally raping and pillaging our community, many of them getting away with it. So it's a stunning story. Mm. Good evening. We appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
We'll keep praying for those cowboys.